The Pierce County Medical Examiner oversees hundreds of death investigations a year in Washington's second largest county, and that office is in turmoil. A flurry of complaints have criticized the medical examiner's management style and job performance. KNKX's Will James and Kari Plogue looked into the complaints and found staff members full of doubts and families searching for answers. More from South Sound reporter Will James. And a warning, this story contains descriptions of death, including a possible suicide.
Nina Summerize knows the woods of East Tacoma. She played in them as a kid. On this day, many years later, she's here searching for an abandoned well.
To get there, we're going to have to climb over those trees.
It's far off the trail, near a creek. It takes a long time to see it through the brush.
I found it.
This cement tube is where the body of Summerize's 41-year-old son, Ian Shurls, was found in November. It's narrow, just about 20 inches wide. There's water 10 or 15 feet down.
It looks very old, like there's all moss and little plants growing on the sides.
Summerize first came here days after her son's body was found. She wanted to see the well for herself.
Even though I was told he didn't suffer, I'm thinking, how do you not suffer if you drowned it down there?
It took days for emergency workers to pull Shurls' body from the well, but just hours for the medical examiner's office to call his family with a conclusion about how he died. They said it was suicide by drowning. The office's report cites foreboding statements Shurls made the day he went missing. But to his mother, it never made sense that Shurls would choose to drown in this 20-inch pipe. There was no note, and there are unexplained details, like why a mobile phone was found on his head. Summerize says she called the medical examiner's office, but never got an explanation for how he reached his conclusion. Her son was a black man dealing with meth addiction. Summerize came away feeling like the people charged with investigating his death didn't take it seriously.
It's just easy just to brush your hands and say, yeah, we'll call it suicide and be done with it, instead of really looking into what happened here. Honestly, I just want answers. I want to know what happened to my son. If people didn't do their jobs, I want them held accountable for that.
Since late January, Pierce County Medical Examiner Thomas Clark has faced criticism from families and his own staff. 9 current and former employees filed official complaints against him this year. They focus in part on Clark's treatment of staff and his behavior around the office, but they also criticize his handling of investigations. Clark, a medical doctor and Pierce County's highest paid employee, has been in office for nearly a decade. Publicly, he's known for honoring people whose remains go unclaimed in an annual burial at sea ceremony on Puget Sound. But some employees say, at the office, Clark is prone to making insensitive comments about certain categories of people and seems to come to hastier conclusions about their deaths. Those include people who were obese, elderly, homeless, or drug addicted. Here's his second in command, Associate Medical Examiner Megan Quinn.
He'll sit at morning meeting and say, okay, so we just have 2 drug addicts and 2 fat people, is that right? Very dismissive.
Quinn's predecessor, John Matthew Lacey, shares many of the same concerns. He's now with the Snohomish County Medical Examiner's Office, but worked under Clark for 5 years.
I think that in most cases, he knows what he's going to call the case before he leaves the morning meeting.
7 other staff members, including several death investigators, outlined their list of complaints in a union grievance last month. Among them is that the medical examiner has told staff to only x-ray or photograph certain body parts and exclude details that don't support his findings. They say Clark seems to avoid doing autopsies in an unusual number of cases and concludes people died of things like heart disease or alcohol abuse when their medical histories don't back that up. Some employees said in interviews they believe Clark makes determinations just to contradict other professionals, including doctors and police. Here's Quinn, his second in command.
It doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason. It is about him. I think it's about power and control, and there is absolutely no place for power and control in what we do.
Quinn filed complaints with Pierce County and the State Medical Commission in January. She says the last straw was the case of a 15-month-old baby. Doctors and police, she says, were concerned bruises and signs of a healing fracture pointed to child abuse. but she says Clark argued the child died from someone accidentally lying on her.
If there has been an articulated opinion by another professional, whether that is a pediatrician, a law enforcement professional, a prosecutor, the pattern is that he contradicts it and he makes his findings fit that.
After Quinn filed her complaints, Pierce County officials placed her on paid leave and accused her of insubordination and other charges. Quinn's attorney calls it retaliation. The county denies that. Clark's attorney has called Quinn's complaints fabricated and vindictive. KNKX reached out to Clark, and he declined to comment through a county spokeswoman. Pierce County says it takes any allegations against Clark seriously and is investigating. A medical examiner's conclusions affect criminal investigations, life insurance payouts, and public health statistics. Lacey, who used to work for Clark, says the job depends on the public's trust.
When the trust is there, nobody thinks about the medical examiner. I think it's only when all of a sudden there's a question and people start to get that uneasy feeling, when families start coming forward and requesting additional reviews, that means that the faith in the medical examiner is gone. And the question then is, can that person ever be effective in their job?
A common thread in all the accounts is that Clark rarely talks to families of the people whose deaths he's investigating. Lacey and Quinn say that's unusual, and a core part of the job is helping families come away with a sense of closure. For Summerize, whose son's body was found in the well, that's exactly what she's looking for. Her family is one of at least three that have come forward this year with questions about why the medical examiner ruled their loved ones' deaths suicides.
I describe it as puzzle pieces. I have all these puzzle pieces, but they're not fitting together. And it's the unanswered questions that are preventing me from putting this puzzle together.
That's why she goes back to the well. Even though the scene is trodden over, her son's body is cremated, and in many ways the time for investigation has passed, she's still trying to make sense of what happened. Will James, KNKX News.